The mothers, they have the closest proximity, the physical proximity to their children, and also they have the closest emotional bonding and access to their children. And we have to use this access of the mothers, the emotional bond, their immediate access, so that they kind of work with the children in a competent way to prevent that they are extracted from where they belong to.
You've traveled to several countries which have faced terrorist attacks. What are the things you noticed among the women and young mothers there? Were they afraid? Did they seem to want to take some sort of action?
We have not only traveled, but we have done a big research study. We have interviewed 1,000 mothers who are concerned and partly already affected by extremism, since their children have been affected, or they are concerned that their children might be affected. And what we could really see, very often they don't know how to react. So in this study, we saw that mothers trust each other. They trust the immediate family cycle. They trust also the fathers. But in outside the family, they trust teachers who also engage with children on a daily basis. But they are very worried about any engagement with religious leaders, because they feel that the threat is also coming from the mosques, from radical forces around the mosques. So what they need a community of mothers to start talking about these issues, to strengthen their approaches they find together. And what they also requested was absolutely learning about first warning signs of radicalization. So we created this new platform of mothers, which is a global platform now of mother schools, where they can learn how to parent in a proper way, in a new way. We started out in Tajikistan. We continued in Kashmir, India, Pakistan, Nigeria, Zanzibar, and with the threat of the foreign fighters, we brought the model of the mother schools to Europe, in Austria, in Belgium, continued in England, and now we are rolling out in Macedonia and the Balkans as well, and soon we will start also in Germany and hopefully in France.
Have you ever met the mother of a terrorist? Did she feel guilty, or was she someone who wanted to take action?
We work with mothers who are affected, whose children left for Syria, who have meanwhile sometimes even been killed in Syria. I have also met, together with my team, mothers of suicide bombers. What binds these mothers together is the question, could I have done something differently? Could I have sensed earlier what was going on in his or her life? I think this question is haunting all the women. Very often, they actually overlooked certain signs, but in hindsight, it's easier to analyze than when you're in the middle of the turbulence. So I think it's really important to come together for these mothers, and also to concerned mothers, that they have the chance in the mother schools to learn from the testimonials of the affected mothers, you know, what happened in the lives of their children. And many of the affected mothers who have lost their children to Syria, for example, they tell us, I speak out now and I come to these meetings. I go and give my testimonial at the mother schools because I want to prevent what happened to me. I don't want to see another mother sitting in the same chair and asking these questions and revisiting the past and the interactions I had with my children.
It must be very difficult for them to come out and say that they are a mother of an extremist.
Yes, I think it's very difficult. They are very courageous. They want to contribute to peace and to stability in the world. These mothers have their private battles, but we must help them that they don't stay private.
What can the UN and world leaders do to accelerate this process of getting mothers more involved?
I think that the UN has a very important role to play. The UN can provide global stages so that the good examples of these courageous, heroic women, I would say, travel. I think that the public acknowledgement and the example, to show the example which these women are setting, is extremely important. So I think we have to encourage mothers to share their experiences, to come forward and openly confront this issue of potential radicalization.